Good Friday morning, beloved. Well, it appears as though another week has slipped past us again, but I want to thank you for inviting me into your homes for this Friday morning edition of the 5-Minute Journey. Today, we're in Matthew chapter 22, verses 15 through 33, where the religious leaders seek to trap Jesus by asking him questions about paying taxes and about rising from death. Today's reading mentions two groups of religious leaders, the Pharisees and the Sadducees. Unlike the Pharisees and Jesus, the Sadducees did not believe in the resurrection of the dead. And today, God's word this morning is wisdom. Let's begin reading in Matthew chapter 22, beginning at verse 15. The Pharisees went off and made a plan to trap Jesus with questions. Then they sent to him some of their disciples and some members of Herod's party. "Teacher," they said, "we know that you tell the truth. You teach the truth about God's will for people without worrying about what others think, because you pay no attention to anyone's status. Tell us then, what do you think? Is it against our law to pay taxes to the Roman emperor or not?" Jesus, however, was aware of their evil plan, and so he said, "You hypocrites, why are you trying to trap me? Show me the coin that you used for paying the tax." And they brought him the coin, and he asked them, "Whose face and name are on these?" "The emperor's," they answered. So Jesus said to them, "Well then, pay to the emperor what belongs to the emperor, and pay to God that which belongs to God." When they heard this, they were amazed, and they left him and went away. That same day, some Sadducees came to Jesus and claimed that people will not rise from death. "Teacher," they said, "Moses said that if a man who has no children dies, his brother must marry the widow so that they can have children who will be considered the dead man's children. Now, there were 7 brothers who used to live here. The oldest got married and died without having children, so he left his widow to his brother. The same thing happened to the 2nd brother, to the 3rd, and finally to all 7. Last of all, the woman died. Now, on the day that the dead rise to life, whose wife will she be? Of all of them, because they had married her?" And Jesus answered, "How wrong you are. It is because you don't know the scriptures or God's power. For when the dead rise to life, they will be like the angels in heaven and will not marry. Now as for the dead rising to life, haven't you ever heard what God has told you? He said, 'I am the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob.' He is the God of the living, not of the dead." When the crowds heard this, they were amazed at his teaching. And today's key verse is Matthew chapter 22, verses 31 through 32, where Jesus said, "Haven't you ever read what God has told you? He said, 'I am the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. He is the God of the living, not the dead.'" And just something to reflect on here, the passage of scripture that Jesus is quoting, he's saying God said, "I am the God of Abraham," not "I was the God of Abraham." "I am the God of Isaac," not that "I was the God of Isaac." "And I am the God of Jacob," not that "I was the God of Jacob." So he is the God of the living and not the dead. And plus the Sadducees didn't believe that there was a resurrection anyhow, and so this was just an argument that they had conjured up to try to trick Jesus. You know, it's interesting, the spiritual contortions that people will put themselves through just to prove themselves true, themselves right, and God to be wrong. And Jesus dealt with these people time after time, and time after time, he put them to shame. And he showed, just by using the Word of God, how foolish their human reasoning is. Beloved, if you could figure out God with your human reasoning, then he wouldn't be God, or you would be God. But because he is God, Father God is far and above, beyond our human reasoning or rationalizing. We just, we just can't do it. Don't try to do it, because it is impossible to figure out someone who is that infinitely bigger, smarter, better than we are. Amen. Just take him at his word. Just study his word and practice to do his word. Everything's going to be all right. Let's pray. Oh, Lord, you are the God of the living. Guide me day by day with your teachings so that I may serve in obedience to your will and give honor and glory to you. In your holy name, I pray. Amen. Well, that brings our time together to an end, beloved. Join me on Monday when we will be back reading God's Word. Hopefully we'll see you on Sunday in our services. And if you can't make it, don't forget we were there on Facebook, and we're there on Zoom. Either way, we'll see you back here on Monday morning. God bless.